Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Saturday, March 4th, 2023. Today he is again reminding us who we truly are. You most courageously and lovingly chose to experience life in form yet again. You are all on earth and incarnate at this moment because you all chose to assist in the Great Awakening, which is imminent. No one is here by mistake, so even those you might think are delaying or preventing the awakening are in fact purposefully following their paths towards the awakening, their own and that of humanity. As you can see from what is being reported in many places, there is much pain and suffering being excessively experienced by many worldwide. What is happening is that ancient fears, angers, resentments, and hatreds that people have denied and refused to acknowledge for eons are now arising into the awareness of many, who may not even have been involved in what happened a long time ago, so that they can be honored, yes, honored, thanked for the lessons they have offered, and be released. If you are not yourselves involved, do not unduly focus your empathic attention on those places or people. Be aware, send them love, but do not spend time imagining how horrific it must be for them, because doing that drains your energy and reduces the effect of your loving intent to assist mightily in the awakening. Those lessons all had a purpose, which was to show people the insanity of conflict. This was not acknowledged at the time, and so it is now coming to light to be forgiven and released, so that no impediments or obstacles remain to hinder the free flow of love on earth. Love, as you all know, and therefore cannot reasonably doubt, is the only reality. You are love. That is because Mother, Father, God, Source, Supreme Wisdom, or whatever word or phrase you use to label our Divine Creator, is love, and you were created from love. Love is your source, and so you are always one with it. You are as identical to it as a drop of water is to the ocean. There is no other possibility. However, you chose to use your free will to construct what appears to you to be a different or alternate reality, although it is, of course, quite unreal. Since doing so, you have convinced yourselves that it, the material universe, which is enormous in relation to your individual size as humans in form, is the only reality, and, by doing so, have hidden from yourselves the true reality, the absolute infinite vastness of love, in which you have your eternal existence. By using it as a veil or shield behind which you have chosen to place yourselves, blinkered and unseeing. To awaken, as humanity is in the process of doing, is to remove and dissolve this ephemeral screen which is presently preventing you from knowing yourselves as you truly are, God's divine progeny, forever residing in His infinitely loving presence. To awaken is to know yourselves, and, as humans in form, many of you have spent lifetimes searching for love, for yourselves. Now, finally, the human collective has united as one in relationship with itself. Most of you remain unaware of this essential, brilliant, and very recent coalescence, in order to spectacularly complete the awakening process for all. This is truly an amazing and exhilarating time to be on earth as a human in form. As I have told you frequently, not even one of you, not even one human among the billions of you, is here by chance or by accident. You all chose to be here now to take part in and massively assist in the process, and you are succeeding magnificently in bringing it to actualization. Remind yourselves frequently, each and every one of you, that you are indeed divine beings, permanently and most joyfully in the presence of Mother, Father, God. You and God are one, and are therefore utterly and completely inseparable from her for even the briefest of instants. Knowing this, as deep within yourselves you do, embrace and honour yourselves, and release any sense or belief to which you may be clinging, that would have you believe that you are unworthy sinners, or in any way too disgraceful, too disreputable, or too shameful to even think of associating with your divine and heavenly Father. He created you, and as your Father, His love for you is unceasing. His will is for you to fully accept yourselves, just as He does, and be completely and joyfully at peace in His presence, which is your eternal home. Any sense of shame or unworthiness to which any of you are perhaps inadvertently clinging is as unreal as the illusory environment in which you find yourselves as humans in form. You are incarnate now because you each individually chose to undergo the trauma that you knew it would cause you, in order to so lovingly assist in the awakening of humanity and of yourselves. You did not have to be here. You could have assisted most beautifully from the non-physical realms, but you most courageously and lovingly chose to experience life in form yet again, because of the power of love that you each are. As you are well aware, love is forever sharing and extending itself limitlessly and unconditionally to all sentient life. The fact that you are present on Earth as humans at this time demonstrates very clearly indeed the love that you each are, even if, again, because of the limits that a life in form imposes upon you, you do not get a true sense of the magnificent beings that you all assuredly are. Make sure to spend time daily within yourselves at your holy inner sanctuaries, and while there, allow yourselves to reconfirm to yourselves that you are indeed most beautiful and holy divine beings, superlatively assisting in the collective awakening that you are also participating in. You are all eternally and most dearly loved by your Divine Mother, who is showering you with blessings as you so beautifully fulfill the task you chose to undertake before you incarnated. You are coming home. With so very much love, Saul.